KPSEA. Some 143,141 pupils in Narok County are among candidates sitting for the Kenya Primary School Education Assessment, KPSEA, examination in the county. Narok County Director of Education Apollo Apuko said 20,953 of the candidates are girls while 22,182 are boys, who are doing their exams in 883 centers distributed around the county. Apuko confirmed that all centers had received their exam papers early enough as expected and the exam was proceeding on smoothly. Measures have been put in place to ensure that the exam papers reach the candidates on time. We have trained all the center managers and invigilators on how to handle the exercise, he said. The director warned candidates against carrying unauthorized items like phones and reading materials in the examination rooms as they would be penalized. The assessment being undertaken between October 28 and October 30, 2024 is part of the Competency-Based Curriculum, CBC. Over 1.2 million learners in grade 6 are sitting for the exam. The candidates are expected to join junior secondary in January next year where they will learn for 3 years before sitting for another national examination. While addressing the public during the Mashujaa Day celebrations, Narok County Commissioner Kipkech Losiesha said security had been beefed up in all parts of the county to ensure that no child misses out of the exam. He asked the residents to give the candidates an ample environment to sit for their exams and support them where necessary so that they can do their best. Let us ensure that all candidates are supported to sit for their exam. Buy them the materials they require and ensure they get to the examination centers on time. He appealed to the parents and guardians. On the long holiday, Losiesha asked parents and guardians to protect their children against retrogressive culture that compromises their studies and promotes poverty. He underscored the importance of girls remaining with their mothers or female guardians who would guide them on life matters as they listen to the challenges they encounter. I have directed the chiefs to be very vigilant during this holiday to ensure no girl undergoes female genital mutilation, FGM, or early marriage. Those who engage in such practices will be punished according to the law, he said.